Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Detani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in Perek Bet Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Paragraph 4, with the Mishnah elucidated, wonderful translation and commentary that takes us through each Mishnah here on Season 6. Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Gamliel, he used to say, Asei Ritzono Kiritzonech. Hillel Omer, one of my favorite sages, Al Tifrosh Min Hatzibur, Ve'al Tamin Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom Mosecha, Ve'al Tadinis Chavercha Ad Shetagia Limkomo, very, very famous phrase, we'll touch upon, God willing, Emir Tashem Lineder in a little bit. Ve'al Tomar Dover She'i Efshe Lishmo Ashe Sofa Lehi Shemash, Ve'al Tomar Lekeshe Ef Pane Eshnem, Shem Lo Tipane. Lots of interesting phrases here. Let's go through the different ones here, extra commentary today. So he used to say, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, treat Hashem's will as if it were your will in order that Hashem treat your will as his will. The notes point out, a person should spend his money to fulfill God's will as if he was spending it on himself, and in return, God will reward him richly, Rav points out. I say this oftentimes, you know, when it comes to spending on Shabbos, spending on Yom Tov, spending on different things that we're involved in, like the FLL, the free lending library, or when we're involved in you know, spending money for tuition or camp or things, you know, I feel like Hashem will get us back. You know, spending money on different things related to podcasting or shiurim, I feel like Hashem will get us back. I like to say that a lot of times, and here it says, spend money to fulfill God's will, to do mitzvahs, Hashem will get it back to you, God willing. People tend to worry about wasting too much money, quote-unquote, on charity and the performance of commandments, mitzvahs. However, when we keep in mind that it is God Hashem who gave us our wealth in the first place, we could be assured that not only will such spending not impact our finances, but that God will repay us in this world many times over for using our money to do his will, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Man's will nullify, you know, we have to nullify our will before his will in order that he nullifies the will of others before your will. The notes point out that man's will is his desire to sin. Tosfos Yom Tov points out when a person is tempted by his evil inclination, the Yetzer, to steal or eat forbidden foods, for example, he should overcome these feelings, allow the will of God to dictate his behavior. In return, God will protect him by thwarting the schemes of his enemies, as Rav points out. The Mishnah then turns to Hillel. Hillel says, do not separate yourself from the community. Hillel, the Mishnah, chose to put some of Hillel's teachings here since they start off by addressing Rabbi Gamliel's topic of a person's relationship to the community. Also because they will be followed by the teachings of Hillel's student, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as Tosfos Yom Tov points out. So don't separate from the community. Do not trust in yourself until the day you die. A person must not abandon his community when times are bad. Only if he shares in the community's troubles will he merit to share in the community's salvation when it comes, as Rav points out. Alternatively, a person must join with his friends and neighbors in Torah study and the performance of mitzvah, since the more people are involved, the more glory is brought to God. It would be a reduction of God's honor and an insult to his name, God forbid, for a person not to participate, as Rabbi Yonah points out. Kind of reminds me of the idea of how when we're looking at Rus, you know, this family left. There was a man from the family in the time of the Shoftim. There was Elkanah, and there was Machlon and Kilion. They all left the Jewish people in a time of great need, a time of great famine. And it could be on some level that they were punished by death, really, because they were great people and they should have stuck around. Don't abandon the community, especially in a time of need. Make sure to join with others, especially to do mitzvahs and to bring honor to God. A person cannot assume that just because he has kept the Torah carefully for many years, he will never sin again. The evil inclination never stops looking for ways to trap him. He must be constantly on his guard until he makes the very last breath, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So just because a person is free of addictions or afflictions or his need for alcohol, his need for this, his need for that, for 5 years he's clean, he's good, and he's sober, whatever, it doesn't matter, because each day the Yetzer tries to trip you up. You could have a clean streak and then totally stumble and fall many times over, even after many years. Never think that you're good to go for many years. The evil inclination wants to get a person every day to the last day. Do not trust in yourself until the day you die. Do not judge your friend until you have reached his place. This is about Don LeKavzchus. Don't judge your friend until you've been in their place. You don't know what they've been through. If you see a person of fine character doing something wrong, we should not be quick to judge him poorly and say that we would certainly act differently in the same situation. It is impossible to know how the circumstances will affect us until we are actually there. And for a person to assume that he will act any better is to trust in himself too much, something against which Hillel just warned, as Rabbi Yonah points out. Do not say something that cannot be understood, assuming that it will be eventually understood. A teacher should not speak in a manner that is unclear, assume that his students will figure it out what he meant on their own. If a student is left to interpret the lessons for himself, he might misunderstand them in a way that is so far from the truth that he eventually becomes a heretic, someone who denies the Torah's basic beliefs, as Rav points out. And do not say, when I am free, then I will study, for perhaps you will not be free. A person should not put off Torah study because he is too busy. Being busy is a never-ending excuse, since there's no limit to the distractions that each day can bring. And unless you make time today, grab hold today, carpe diem, seize the day. Unless you make time today, you can go your entire life without studying Torah at all, God forbid, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So many interesting lessons, so many important lessons here as we finish off the week, talking about all these things, making Hashem's will like ours, making sure that we nullify our will for His will, and He'll get back us everything, especially in terms of money used and time and resources used for mitzvos and chesed. Don't separate yourself from the tzibur, especially when they need you. Make sure not to trust yourself to the last day. Whatever person struggle with, whatever person is dealing with his whole life, don't ever think that you're good to go, you're free to go. You could have days, weeks, months, years of freedom, and then the Yetzer Hara could get the person. Make sure not to trust yourself and to fight every day. Don't judge your friend until he reaches place. That's the ability of on the Kavzchus. I often say, if you're going to judge someone, only judge them for the favor of the benefit of the doubt. That's the only type of judging you should do. If you see someone doing something and they're tzaddik, then try to understand why they would do something. In Russia, if they're doing something good, you could say maybe they're not doing something good. But someone who's a tzaddik, someone who's a good person, and I don't use that word lightly, you have to earn that term, in my opinion. What have you done to earn the term tzaddik? If you see a good person going into McDonald's, there's probably a reason. He needs the bathroom, he needs a drink, whatever. There's a reason. Don't judge a person until you reach this place in general. And you never know what goes on behind closed doors. Also, don't say something that can't be understood later on. It might not be understood, and people will misinterpret. And don't put off things. Don't procrastinate, especially Torah, because the whole day will be gone by the time you get around to it. Easy, simple ways to be involved in Torah. You could have the daily emails from OU. You could be involved in Meaningful Minute. You can be involved in Sparks and Seconds. You can be involved in so many things, a lesson a day, daily dose of Torah, Halacha Yomis. There's really awesome things that are out there. You could do a little Shtayim Mikra, a little Daf Yomi. You could learn with us on our podcast. There's so many ways to get involved, to get inspired. Don't push off learning. Perhaps you will not be free. Important life lessons, as usual, here on the TTPA. Join us next time when we talk about how a boor cannot be a sin-fearing person and other things, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.